There it is. The magic number, Hugh Douglas. It's about time we start doing this. It is time. We're going to do this on a daily basis at 1 o'clock. The Phillies' magic number to clinch the National League East is now down to 30 after the win last night. Obviously, a win tonight could knock that thing down to 28. So just and we haven't done this in a while. I mean, I guess we did the last couple of years with the playoff spot, but like it's different for when it's a division, right? So, and it's been a while since the Phillies were in position to win the National League East. The magic number from now to the end of the season is any combination of Phillies wins and the team in second place losses. So right now it's the Braves. It could end up the Mets. We'll see how those two teams jockey for wild card position. But it's the Braves right now. So every Phillies win, we chop a number off. Every Braves lost, as long as they're in second place, we chop a number off until we get to zero. And this thing is clinched. And yes, just like in June when I said this division is over, I still believe it's over. And now it's a mere formality, a matter of time, till we get to zero. Magic number, Hugh Douglas, 30 for the Phillies. They can get it to 28 by tonight, and then the countdown begins here.
Cool. Sounds like a winner to me.
So here's the question. Tonight, as they get to try to win this series, I mean, Kyle walked in this morning with a wild thought on this game tonight. Kyle,
I don't think it's that wild.
What do you got?
It's a must win. Like, now is the time to step on the Braves' throats. Don't breathe any more life into their season. Don't give them any more hope that they can come around and win this thing when they have to come to Philly next week. And, like, think about what this will do for the Phillies. Like, think about how bad the vibes were after the first game. And like how they're sort of creeping back after the second one. Yep. Winning this series and then winning two in a row against the Braves, who, let's be honest, we haven't played well against this year. And they're a banged up team. Like, I just think this would sort of, this would feel like two ships passing in the night for the Phillies taking over the division and the Braves sort of like, guess what, dude? You're going to the wild card. See ya.
Well, it would. Is it really going to change if they lose tonight?
Yeah. Have you, how long have you been in the city?
No, but is anything going to change this division?
Zero sum.
No, but it would have been more of a must-win if they lost last night.
I think it's more of a feel-good moment.
Yeah, it would
be. It's more of a momentum moment because I think the biggest thing when we talk about this Phillies team is that we don't feel like we have momentum right now.
No, well, they get it for a few days and they give it back.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we want to feel good going into the playoffs. We want some momentum, and it doesn't feel like that right now.
I'm thinking about the psyche of this team and how dejected they seem when things don't really go their way. Like lately, like think about, we've talked about Bryce Harper and his body language and how sometimes he just looks miserable. Like,
he does.
And that permeates throughout the clubhouse. Like, I just think tonight is such a huge swing from giving them that kind of confidence and that boost for the rest of the season versus, like, man, like, we really don't have this anymore. It would just be such a momentum killer tonight.
It would be.
Yeah,
it would
especially
be.
When you're talking about Arcia and how he acting like he the big dog, yeah.
So let me give you the reality of how this could go down. This could happen quick. I mean, if the Phillies play, if they go back to playing well or they just beat the Braves head-to-head, this countdown could get real quick. So it's 30 right now, the magic number. Let's say the Phillies adhere to Kyle's must-win edict, and they win tonight. That cuts it to 28. That's a double whammy tonight because it's the Braves. 28 would be the magic number. What's a fair expectation for the Royals and Astros series? 3-3? They're both good, and the Astros are red hot.
4-2.
Yeah.
I'll take 4-2.
I think fair.
Let's say 3-3.
Yeah, I might even have to go 4-2 just because, like,
Because we want momentum.
Because we're
splitting.
Yes.
No, we want momentum.
I need to see this team
four
going.
4-2 feels like
Kansas
momentum.
City and Houston are good.
4-2 feels like momentum.
All right.
We should have. We have the, like, I don't know if we still have the best record in baseball. Like, let's start playing like it. Let's start winning like it.
All right, fine. We'll go 4-2. We'll go your math.
He said fine.
Fine. And 4-2. I mean, I'd be happy. So it'd be 28 after tonight. If they go 4-2 in the series against Kansas City and Houston, let's say the Braves win all their games. Like, I'm not going to count any of their losses. That would cut it to 24, and then the Braves come in here next weekend. Let's say the Phillies get 3 out of 4 against the Braves next weekend. This thing would be down to 18 on Labor Day. Like, if they take care of business the next week, this thing
That's how you got to look at it. Now you see what we see. Now you got to take care of
We could wake up
man.
On Labor Day with the magic number of 18. Like, that's how you clinch this thing
awesome.
With 10 days to go in the season.
But I guess where I'm coming from is I'm just tired of seeing the wheels spinning without us getting anywhere. And, like, I don't know. For some reason, this feels like it could be a massive turning point in the season. I need them to win tonight. I am going to be watching tonight, just like I did last night, just
playoff
like I did the night
intensity?
Before. Playoff intensity, man. I don't care if the Braves are decimated. I'm tired of losing to them, and I'm tired of giving them any life whatsoever. We should have stepped on their throats a freaking month ago. Let's do it!
It also is a big start for Christopher Sanchez, as we will look towards, like, you know, is he fully back? Because he had a bad 6 weeks, and then he pitched a complete game Saturday and was great against the Nationals. Big start for Sanchez tonight against the Braves. Kyle deeming it a must-win. The magic number is at 30. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Mari is up next on WIP. Hey, Mari.
Mari.
Hello.
Hello, Mari.
How are you guys doing? So, I don't listen to the, as much as I often see you guys, I happen to be listening today, and I happen to be an identical twin.
So you have some perspective on the nonsense that Hugh's talking
Hugh's
about.
Hugh's in big trouble.
You.
Yes, what, ma'am. Yes,
what,
ma'am.
What are you talking about?
No, like this is the thing. Like, I've met a few twins, like, in my day. And the ones that I've met, they've been pretty different. They've been different. You sound like you're more of, like, in like my age demographic as far as, like, the twins are concerned.
Like, I'm going to say this. What you're saying, the way you're talking, that says more about you than it does about twins.
Well, wait a minute. Right. I'm curious. Mm-hmm. What does it say about me?
It says that whoever you know, like, I believe that you kind of attract what you give off.
You know what?
It's
you
your
know
fault.
What's funny?
It's your fault.
He's killing
you know what's
right
funny?
Now.
I was in the break. I was telling Joe the story that I couldn't tell on the air.
Oh, I
and,
figured.
And you, there might be some truth to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think there is. So Mari, so you're saying you don't believe 65% of twins are
that
in that
number's
boat.
Too high?
I've met a lot of twins. I am a twin, belong to the twin club. And I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you. You kind of give off what you get what you give off.
So basically what you're trying to say is I met the twins that I met were kind of different in that aspect.
And it was your fault, yeah.
How's it my fault?
Well, you listen to her.
just saying. Like, I just thought it was kind of, I just thought it was, like, awkward.
It's not normal.
It's
no,
not?
Nope,
okay.
No.
Okay.
Nope,
well, okay.
Then I think what we need to do, and Murray,
okay,
we
Murray, I was going to ask, was it like more 30%?
Yeah, well, I think not normal means you got to knock that under 50%. I mean, it's not the norm.
I don't know. I mean, because, I mean, like, I hear what she's saying, but she says she's a part of the twin club. I would venture to bet that there's a couple twins in that club that probably are different.
So here's what really added to today's nonsense.
I am not fast, by the way, because I feel like Maury felt like I was fast.
There were some accusations being levied.
No, I'm not fast. I promise you, I'm not fast.
Hugh Douglas is up and running.
I was being fast.
So, last time you threw out a ridiculous thought that 70% of Americans are actively looking for Bigfoot.
Yes.
We unfortunately couldn't get Bigfoot on the phone to confirm or deny that. We were able to get a twin there. That helped.
Yes,
I think
did.
It helped
we
the discussion.
And she made me do some inner searches, some inner soul searching, yeah. I guess.
I think the number you're looking for is more like 5%.
No, but the story
2%.
That I told you, it was that's a true story.
I know, but that's one perspective.
No, it was a couple. It was a couple people.
We might need to have a whole segment on Hugh's statistics.
they're off.
Phillies will average 6 runs per game. 70% of Americans are actively looking for Bigfoot.
But you have to admit that when I throw it out there, I roll it out there, and I back it up with some bravado.
I like to think people are listening. Like, there's two ways of listening to radio for me, at least. Like,
Mary, she was nice about it. Though.
She was
very respectful.
She was kind.
More respectful than she could have been.
Yeah, because she could have called me an idiot.
Yes, she wanted to, but she didn't. So I always think there's two. When I listen to radio, there's like active listening where I'm like really focused on the conversation, the back and forth. It happens a lot, like when two people are debating. And then there's like passive listening where it's like. I hear it, right?
Yeah, then you'd be like, what the hell did he say?
You know, when you throw out these statistics, I think you get the passive listeners just like, what did he just
say? No, I'm saying, I believe it. I still, like, I stand on this still. I mean, I hear what she's saying. But I would venture to say, I would like to go to these events and just kind of just sit back and
I'm
just watch.
I'm sure you would, bud.
No, I'm just saying, just to watch.
So,
just to watch.
I think the closest thing we've had to that with the Bigfoot was when Jerry the Truckhorn guy immediately called in and tried to confirm Hugh's statistic. about looking for Bigfoot.
No, but listen.
Which didn't exactly surprise me.
Y'all don't want to give me my props, though, because I was right. Who was it? Whose jersey were we looking for? 99?
Mm-hmm.
A couple Tywon months ago, Walker. Tywon Walker. I found the Tywon Walker. I was right about that one.
What was? Did you put a statistic to that?
I said one. At least one
at
person.
At least one? Okay.
It was one person.
That, that's more
I was right about that one.
That's good.
The Bigfoot thing, there were some people looking for Bigfoot.
Way off on Bigfoot.
And probably the number was a little bit too high, but people are still actively looking for Bigfoot.
Actively. I feel, know some people are 70% of Americans.
I feel pretty
hundreds
strong.
Of millions
I feel,
of people.
I still feel strong about this whole, whole twin thing. I'll back off of 65, but I'll give you 60.
Well, you know what? Yeah.
60. I'm going to go 60, though.
Yeah, a lot of this is very WIP when presented with facts. I hear you, but I don't care.
Yeah. This is the hill I'm going
to
die on.
That's what we do here. All right, congratulations, by the way, to Tony. Tony won our $50 gift card to Burger King. Can you handle the heat? Burger King is serving up bold flavor.
$50.
That's right.
Burger King,
he's got it and spice this summer.
It's a lot of Burger King.
Well, you could take friends to Burger King and be that dude.
You can get the fiery bacon whopper, the fiery chicken fries, fiery strawberry and Sprite made with fiery strawberry puree and more for a limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. It's a fiery take on your BK favorites with spice levels from mild to wild, so everyone can have it their way. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. Terrence in Springfield talking some topper. What's
Terrence.
Up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, Terrence.
Hey, Joe, you ain't got no love for me no more, Joe.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you want a 2 hour and 30 minutes. I'm like, thanks. Oh,
wow. Terrence, I didn't forget. I'm up right now.
You know how many people want to get on the air right away? Everyone thinks that they're the number one caller. Just, it'll be okay.
Terrence,
we'll
by the way.
I was like, my God, I forgot about it.
I didn't forget, Terrence. Complain one more time, Terrence.
They're giving your spot away in the league.
Terrence, by the way, 5 p.m. I saw your message yesterday. 5 p.m. at Chickie's next Wednesday.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm all charged up. But I want to talk about the trade for Dotson first. I feel like this is a good trade. How are we doing this thing once again? I don't know if you guys know Dotson, if you guys play Madden. His overall rating on Madden is a 78. That's an above-average wide receiver. He's made some big plays for Washington the last couple of years. He's young. I feel like he'll be a great fit, and I feel like A.J. Brown and Smitty will be able to get this guy some good positive motivation in that slot position to have a nice daily offense this season. And I expect Jalen Hurts, with this extra weapon at receiver, I expect him to get back into form, which he was in that year we played Kansas City in a Super Bowl.
Well, he has the talent. I mean,
they got
Terrence,
weapons.
He's got
tons.
I mean,
weapons,
it's a crazy amount of weapons. When you think about it, Terrence, you got Brown, who's a great player, Devontae,
absolutely,
who's a tremendous player, Goddard, who's had a nice career, Saquon. Yep. I mean, it's a lot of
weapons.
And we're absolutely hard on Topper. I feel like we need to cut it out, man. Like, what? Can we start giving these star players some flack? I heard you say this the other day. How much is our payroll for the Phillies?
Payroll is about $240 million.
Like, come on! Like, I want to hear about, is Topper out there hitting? Is he out there fielding? Was he out there in the World Series losing to Houston? Was he out there in a collapse hitting when he played Arizona? No. These players got to step up. They're getting paid all this money. I'm tired of hearing about Topper doing this, Topper doing that. He can push so many buttons. It's up to these players to get out here and put their butt out there and play for the money that they're getting paid for.
Well, and last night he pushed those right buttons. And Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. We always do. He pushed the right buttons last night. Like, that's why this was a night last night where they won in large part because Rob Thompson pushed the right buttons from the Stott and Marsh decisions when he used them, letting Weston Wilson in the eighth inning, the bullpen moves. And yet, it speaks to the point, the first caller we had this morning went on a rant about how a six-year-old could manage this baseball team.
He did not like Canadians, did not like Topper at all, said his six-year-old could coach the team.
Yeah, I don't know the last time you spent time with a six-year-old. They don't make decisions easily.
Sunday?
they like
don't.
One thing one day. Yeah, they don't like it the next day.
Changes very, very quickly. Very, very quickly.
Now, could a teenager manage a team if you think the baseball team's good enough? Maybe. Not a six-year-old.
I mean, like, Bam just had his 5-year-old nephew, and, like, he just was barely able to muster the word Eagles
right
on the phone.
I think we're asking a lot out of a six-year-old. I mean, that's a lot.
Bam telling the wrong people he love him. Then Joe gave me a little nugget about Bam that I didn't know, and I was like, wow, that's interesting.
Have you moved your position at all on this twin stuff?
60.
Okay.
60%?
It was 65.
65.
Now
it's 65.
Yeah, 60.
We've gone to a more reasonable, ridiculous way.
I love you, and I love the fact that you didn't call me mean and hurtful names, but I got it. This is a hill I got to die on. I got it. I'm here.
He was like a cat with nine lives on these hills. He dies on a lot of hills.
Mary, I'm here. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I'm here. I'm here now. And I can't back down. I gotta stay here. I'm here.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go now.
Yeah, there's nowhere. I can't back off because I'm a man and I make bad decisions. So I'm a roll with these bad decisions that I tend to make as a man. It's in my DNA.
Just keep going.
Just like when you know what I'm saying? When you're driving and you don't know where you're going, you just keep driving until you figure it out. It's kind of the same thing.
Well, I mean, we have GPSs now.
No, but you know, I like it when you do it by osmosis and you try to figure it out. That's where I'm at right now. That word didn't have nothing to do with what I was trying to say, but I just threw it out there.
You decided he was going to get osmosis into the conversation.
Maybe one way or another, Joe. I'm just throwing it out there. It's there. I'm here. And the Eagles season about to start. I'm optimistic, so that's why I'm really optimistic about these numbers that I threw. 60%. That's as low as I'm going.
Here you go. I'll get osmosis into the conversation the right way. Well, let's hope that Cam Jurgens, through osmosis, figured out how to call the blitzes out, right? He picked it up from Jason Kelce. He saw it. He took it all in.
Yes.
Rick
yes.
in Princeton. He knows all about osmosis. What's up, Rick?
Osmosis is a good Ozzy Osbourne album, I'll tell you that.
There we go. See, all the osmosis you need on the
yeah,
show today.
All the osmosis you need.
And speaking of 80s metal, I think, Hugh, you're thinking of the twins from the Cinderella videos. I don't know if you remember those.
I don't.
Back in the 80s.
No, but I'm telling you, I wish we had the platform for I could tell some of these stories that I've encountered of different individuals, but we can't.
I'm telling you, start the podcast, Daily Douglas, and it's just all this nonsense.
Because Yad would run in here and snatch me out this studio.
Cut his mic. Cut it off.
Absolutely. You need a podcast where you can let that go.
The Daily Douglas. I'm telling you, you turn the mic on, you see what happens for 20 minutes.
I don't know if I want to with this generalization. You people, the twins.
First episode title, You People, and it's just a whole 20 minutes on You People. All right, Rick, what do you think about Topper?
Topper, it's a thankless job, any coach. I mean, you look at, for Topper, he makes decisions that infuriate me, but, I mean, the team buys in, and he does get the results. I mean, they've been fantastic for the past 2 years. But you look at, like, Sirianni, you know, he's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't this season. You know, if he does well, they're going to want to keep the coordinators, and he's out. If they do bad, he's probably out. So it's like, you know, being a coach or a manager is tough, you know. It's like being in the promotion department, the station there. The events and contests go well. You don't hear about it. Everything is great. Something goes wrong. All of a sudden, it blows up.
Yeah,
right?
Especially when there's expectations, right? Like, you know, if there's expectations, you're supposed to succeed. And if you don't, then you're in trouble. Like, no one gives credit to when you do what you're supposed to do. Like, I think Topper, since he got here, he's either achieved based on the roster he's had, like he's got them to where they should be, or maybe a little bit over considering 2022. But the only time we talk about him is when they lose a couple games.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, and maybe it's his fault, but for the most part, the player's got to play. I mean, you know, if Harper and Turner and your big guns aren't firing, then what's he going to do? I mean,
there's only so much, right? Yeah, I mean, so much of it is at his hands. You know, it's in football, the coach has more, you know, will over the game. In baseball, it's less. Rick, when did you make a fool out of yourself? What'd you do?
I need an encyclopedia look through here. I think the most recent. My band's playing tomorrow night, and I kept on posting that it was tonight.
Yeah, well, you want to get people there. Advertising is important to be accurate. Rick, that's a good one. Yeah, accuracy on advertising for an event is pretty critical.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you get the wrong dates wrong. When you get the dates wrong, yeah, that's
or the venue. Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, or the twin sister.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man, this is just a hill I'm down. It happens. 60,
that was more of a shot at Bam.
60%. Yeah, Bam telling the wrong woman he love him.
But my theory now is it wasn't wrong. I mean, if that ended up the mother of his child.
Yeah, that's a lot.
There's more to it than we know.
Bam got a lot going on in his household.
I think that's a fair way to characterize. He's got a lot going on. Jamal in Willow Grove. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Jamal?
What do you think, Jamal?
You know what? I was at work, and I listened to you guys at work on a daily, and something I super agree on Kyle with. So either Topper's not good enough or he is. I mean, what's the alternative? I guess that was my point. If we kick Topper out, what exactly is the alternative? I thought we rode this ride before with Andy Reid and we would have learned. It doesn't seem like we did. What are we going to get a new guy instead of the veteran guy? I'm just confused as to what we're doing.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, I think, you know, when you talk about win-win situations, it was a win-win because we did win a Super Bowl. Andy went off to have success with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he grew from that. I'm not on board with getting rid of Topper, but, you know, sometimes that change is good. But I think the change in this situation was Topper from the old manager.
Yes.
This isn't exactly a young team, though, you.
I get what you're saying, but that was kind of the parallel that I just made. Topper's the new guy, and you got to give him a shot. What is this, third season's
well,
manager?
Second full, but yeah, third year. Yeah, third year.
I think we need to give the guy a real chance, man. We stomp on the guy's throat when he wins. We stomp on the guy's throats when he loses. It's got to suck to be him, to be honest, because you can't please anybody.
Well, and you know what it is? It's the easy button to push for us as fans, right? It's like, well, they lost. Whose fault? Let's blame the manager. Part of it, Jamal, is I think people respect Dave Dombrowski and don't want to criticize him, even though we could. You know, we could point out moves he should have made or didn't make. And people like these players. Like, just the show, it's sometimes it's hard to get people to be real about Bryce Harper when he's struggling. Like, people don't want to say it. People want to tiptoe around Trey Turner might not be worth the money they gave him. So we're just like, well, it's all Topper's fault. It's his fault they lose games. And that's not,
yeah,
not really
I hear
it.
A lot of people, I hear a lot of people covering for Bryce, but I also hear a lot of people slamming the guy. So, like, I don't know. It's kind of one of those silly things.
It is.
But, Hugh, I wanted to particularly bring something up to you. You always talk about feel, right? And so my pop used to tell us this, right? That when you're a man, if you operate in feel 100% of the time, you're in loss because you're never losing logic. I just wanted to throw that out there to you, buddy. That's all.
Hmm.
If operating feel.
Yeah, if all your decisions are on the feel of the moment, you're not using any logic. It's all, you got to have balance the feel and the logic.
Exactly. That's the point. Yeah.
Oh no, I get it. Okay. But it's been going pretty good.
Got
for
an embarrassing story for you guys.
All right. When did you make a fool of yourself?
So 7th grade, 12 years old, I went to Warren G. Harden Middle School. I was spray painting on the side of what I thought was an abandoned vehicle, and one of the neighbors came and told my mom. Looking back at it, it was very stupid because I was using gold spray paint because my mom used to do like a lot of arts and crafts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So neighbor came home, mom wasn't there. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Neighbor came in the morning before work and told my mom. Mom came up to the school, guys, at dismissal, dragged me out by the ear, brought me home. Oh, Hugh, it wasn't as easy as a beating. I would have took the butt whooping, right?
It was the embarrassing beating.
Dude, she cut like half my hair off the top. I had like a curly top fro.
Oh, no.
And I had to go to school like that for like 3 days, dude.
Oh, and she dared you to try to fix it. It was one of those situations?
I couldn't do anything, dude. I couldn't do anything. I came to school the second day and talked to the teacher before class, and she basically let me wear a hat.
But wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rough one. Spray painting, getting caught, mom pulling out of school, cutting your hair off. That's a lot, Jamal. Yeah, you made a fool of yourself there. We appreciate the phone call. Appreciate you listening. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we need to pick someone here that made the biggest fool of themselves for a shot to be in the WIP Fantasy League. Our draft, by the way, live at Chickie's next Wednesday. Chickie's in South Philly, 5 p.m. We'll do a live drafter. Excited to have you guys with us. Your calls on Topper, the Eagles, and Jahan Dotson trade. Plus, someone at WIP single-handedly move the week one line, Eagles-Packers, towards the Eagles. We'll explain that next, right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk to my friends over at FanDuel. You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have a little something different for you. Now, through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.